I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An increasing number of Christian expats are leaving Turkey. Bruce Allen with FMI says their exit is part of a systemic attempt to remove foreign Christians. He says what's happening isn't as explicit as imprisonment or deportation.
It's a little bit more sly. It's that we are not renewing your visa. So it doesn't look like you're being expelled. It's just that you're not getting a renewal to come back.
Allen says local believers see the resulting ministry gaps as an opportunity to step up to the plate. He says adjacent ministries must still come alongside local congregations to facilitate, mobilize, and inspire. You can find specific prayer points for this situation at missionnews.org. And according to Barna Research, nearly 30 million more U.S. adults claim to be following Jesus today than in 2021. Among the biggest drivers of the Jesus movement are younger generations, especially Gen Z and millennials. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
I am super thrilled that we're seeing a change, especially in young men. If we're expecting men to lead our families, we need to make sure that men not only know Jesus, but know how to disciple kids and their families.
According to Barna's 2019 study, parents are the primary spiritual influencers in a child's life, more than church leaders or youth pastors. The study also found that kids who engage in conversations about God at home are much more likely to remain active in faith as adults. Look for the Keys for Kids banner at missionnews.org to request a free subscription to a kids or teen devotional today. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.